Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest-growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands. Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Welcome to the 66th episode of Martin's Man Cave. My name is Martin Andanar. You heard the gentleman earlier. Just go straight to iTunes and download us for free. Type podcast.ph programs. You can also go to different podcast platforms like Spreaker, Stitcher, and you can go to Podomatic. But the best way is to go straight to our official website, podcast.ph. Our guest today is the editor-in-chief of Top Gear Philippines, Vernon B. Sarne, a motoring journalist for over 20 years now. He started his career in July 1995 as editor assistant for a local car magazine called Automation. He was also the motoring writer for the Philippine Daily Inquirer from 1998 to 2001 before starting his own car magazine called Rev in 2001. In 2003, he became the motoring editor of the Manila Times. And in Feb 2006, Summit Media hired him as EIC of Top Gear Philippines, a position Vernon has held for more than 9 years now, or 9.5 years to be exact. Vernon Sarne was born on January 10, 1972. He studied electronics and communications engineering at the Mapua Institute of Technology, elementary at the Our Lady of Carmel School in Baclaran, and high school at the Malate Catholic School. He has one child, one boy, named Astro, and his parents are Ver Sarne and Josie Sarne, who now, that both of them live in New Jersey, USA. And he has one sister named Joanne. Thank you so much for accepting our invite to be here in the podcast, Vernon.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Light moments, alam mo, kasi pag sinasabing Top Gear magazine, this is the top car magazine in the Philippines. And under your belt, you were able to grow the magazine not only in circulation sales, but also in the social media. Yeah. Pero mamaya, pag-usapan natin yan. Pag-usapan mo natin ikaw, no? Ikaw, can you tell us more about yourself, about your childhood, or your parents muna, your parents?
Oh, yeah. My father was from Cavite.
Uh-huh.
My mother is from Quezon City. My mother is actually a Chinese, Filipino-Chinese. So basically, I'm technically 50% Chinese, but I never learned how to speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
So half Chinese ka pala?
By blood, because of my mother.
Mm-hmm. And your father, before he left for the United States, what was his career here in the Philippines?
He was into construction. He worked as a foreman. One of our relatives had a construction business, and he would work as a foreman. Yeah.
And your mother?
My mother is just was just a regular office employee here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you were a child, do you ever imagine that you'd become a writer or an editor in chief?
I always wanted to be a writer.
Uh-huh.
In high school, I was the news editor of our school paper, Malate Catholic School.
Mm-hmm.
And my teachers would always tell me that I could pursue a career in writing. But you know what they say, walang pera sa writing, right?
Walang pera sa
arts and letters, journalism, wala. Mm-hmm. So when time came to pick my degree in college, I had to go for engineering because at that time, you know, andun daw yung pera. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So either medicine yan or mm-hmm. or law or engineering. Mm-hmm. But I was very good at math also. So mm-hmm. Parang that was the natural route, no? Just uh-huh. okay, engineering. Uh-huh. But then I was only able to finish 2.5 semesters, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, 2 years. So four semesters.
You practically grew up in Cavite.
No, I grew up in Baclaran. My father was the one who grew up in Cavite.
Oh, okay, in Baclaran. Can you tell us more about your childhood in Baclaran? How was
Baclaran,
it?
Baclaran, medyo interesting yung place. Uh-huh. I still sometimes go back there every now and then just to have a drink with my childhood friends. But Baclaran is medyo tough neighborhood. Hindi naman sobrang gulo. Pwedeng magulo kung gusto mo magulo. No? But medyo interesting yung place na yun. Maraming... lumaki tayo sa kali, no? Sa medyo sanay tayo sa kali ng konti.
San particularly sa
malapit
Baclaran?
Malapit sa Redemptorist Church.
Malapit doon. So doon mismo sa yung dikit-dikit, yung maraming...
Right where the action is.
Oo, yung traffic, lahat nandun.
Lahat, yeah.
So you played along those streets?
Along those streets. Actually, I grew up playing basketball sa kali. Uh-huh. Wala kami mga proper, mga gym. So naglalaro kami basketball sa kali.
Uh-huh.
So lahat ng... Name it, lahat ng kalokohan medyo na-witness natin growing up.
From grade school all the way to high school and until
my adult years talaga. I just moved here. Actually, halos magkapit-bahay tayo. Diyan lang.
Ay, doon ka na ba?
Dito lang ako. In fact, yung dito lang pala yung studio mo. Diyan ako, kahapon lang, nagpagupit ako dyan sa barbershop. Dyan sa,
dito yung, sa bago, lang. Yung bagong barbershop. Yeah.
So I live dyan lang sa Pioneer Street.
Wow.
Right, next to my office.
Galing. Yeah. Office ng...
Summit Media.
Summit Media, yeah. Right. So growing up in Baclaran, siyempre, lalaki ka, di ba? So,
sa Baclaran, either...
Pwede mang bugoy-bugoy.
Sa Baclaran, either you give in to the, you know, maraming vices kasi...
temptations.
Or you make it out, no? Medyo resist the temptation and, you know, decide na, okay, I wanna make a something.
Out of yourself.
For myself, yeah. Uh-huh. So, either you destroy yourself or make... keep yourself intact and you know, try to find something meaningful to do. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I was able to find something meaningful to do.
So parang ano yan, parang if you live in tough neighborhoods like Tondo, Baclaran, Project 4, yung mga wild na lugar sa isang lugar sa Cavite, halimbawa, it becomes a vicious cycle, eh. Di ba? Yeah. Parang yung mga lahat, parang maraming nahuhulog doon sa temptation, di ba?
Yeah.
So the challenge for you
is mahirap peer pressure. And of course, pagbata ka, you always want to belong, you always want to be ang concept ng bata ng coolness is kailangan accepted ka by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be accepted by everyone, kailangan ginagawa nila.
Uh-huh.
And sakali free for all yan.
So paano ka nakalabas dun sa vicious cycle na yan? Were your parents strict?
Tatay ko, sobrang takot ako sa tatay ko. At that time, I resented his strictness. Ginugulpi ako ng tatay ko. And actually, proud ako, sinasabi ko ngayon sa... kasi gulpi, hindi ito normal na palo sa sa butt. As in, talagang gulpi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that time, I resented that. Uh-huh. I grew up literally hating him. But now, looking back, I keep telling my friends this. Sobrang thankful ako, pinalaki ako ng ganun ng tatay ko. Otherwise... baka kung ano-anong bisyong natutunan ko sa Baclaran.
Mm-hmm. And you know Vernon, I do admire the wisdom that people like you have who make it in society, who work for media, and having that background na naintindihan mo kasi kung ano yung lenguahe doon sa kalye, di ba? And in our business, in the media, you have to be able to understand the psychology.
May street smarts ka. Diba? Hindi pwedeng, sabi ko nga, hindi pwedeng yung mga tao na medyo lumaking sheltered and walang idea whatsoever what's happening sa kalye. You might think na alam mo na lahat, ganyan-ganyan. But if you have no idea what's happening sa talagang yung mga depressed area, you know nothing.
Well, ngayon naiintindihan ko na kung bakit nagva-viral yung mga pinopost mo sa Top Gear. No, literally, now I understand why. Kasi at first, sabi ko, Vernon Zarni, binabasa ko sa yung Top Gear, tapos yung Facebook, sabi ko. Hindi, anak ng rich kid to kasi Top Gear. Eh. Hindi ano eh. Kaya sa, nung nalaman ko ngayon na kinukwento mo yung buhay mo, wow, talagang meron pala siyang background talaga na nakasalamuha ang everybody from all, yeah. Ano.
Actually, sir, I'm the last person you'd expect na maging editor-in-chief ng Car Magazine. Of course, I grew up, I wouldn't say very poor family, no? But we were medyo, wala.
Middle class.
Hindi pa nga eh. Actually, I grew up in a carless household.
My goodness.
Oh, talagang
carless. That's the irony of this all.
Yeah. Kaya nga kinikwento ko lang. And I'm proud of it. Uh-huh. In fact, personally, I got to own my own car only when I was already 35 years old.
35?
My very first car. Mm-hmm. Because that was the only time I was able to afford it when after Summit hired me.
That was hard work. Out of hard work,
but
man.
But before that, talagang totally wala.
So how would you test the cars?
Well, nung sinabi, binanggit mo kanina, no, I started 1995 as editorial assistant for this car magazine called Automotion. Mm-hmm. Nung in-interview ako ng editor-in-chief, nung nag-a-apply akong editorial assistant, sinabi ko sa kanya, I didn't even know how to drive a car. But sabi ko, marunong ako magsulat ng konti. Marunong tayo mag-proofread ng konti. Sabi ko, if you wanna help in that area, I can even make you coffee if you want. Sabi ko, pero hindi ako marunong mag-drive ng kotse. But I can learn on the fly kung gusto niyo po. Eh, ang bait ng tao. Hinar tayo kahit wala tayo masyadong background sa technical. And of course, because nga you deal with cars dahil yun na yung trabaho mo, imposible hindi ka matuto. Plus, I mean, let's guys tayo. Mahilig talaga tayo naturally sa cars.
Of course, want to learn how to drive a car.
Yeah, the only reason lang naman na hindi ako natuto mag-drive or to tinker with ano is wala lang talagang means. So,
so who taught you how to drive a car?
One of our writers at the time.
Okay.
He taught me using his Kia Pride, battered Kia Pride. So I learned how to drive in a Kia Pride.
Manual.
Manual, yes.
Ah, galing.
So I didn't even enroll myself in a proper driving school.
A1 school. Yeah.
Although A1 is a very nice driving school. In fact, partners kami. At that time when I was learning how to drive, talagang almost parang half self-taught, and then half yung tinuro nung writer namin.
Actually, parehas lang tayo. Natuto ko mag-drive at a very early age of I think I was 13 years old. Pero yung minamaneho ko yung owner type jeep.
Okay.
Kaya kahit na ano, kahit mabangga mo yon, magbasa, wag mo lang imbaga sa tao sa kotse.
Yeah.
Ibangga mo sa pader, okay lang dahil on. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's talk about your sibling, Joanne. Ilan taon ang gap ninyo?
Less than 2 years lang.
2 years. Oh.
But my sister, she's handicapped kasi.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, she cannot work. So, mm-hmm. she just stays at home.
In the States?
In the States, mm-hmm. in the U.S. When she was 2 years old, she had to be operated on dahil nagkaroon ng tumor yung eye niya. So, medyo na-affect yung... mga motor system niya and all, and she can't even write.
Oh my goodness,
so she just stays at home. Mm-hmm. So yun, I visit them every Christmas.
So it's just your sister and both and your parents in New Jersey. Anong ginagawa ng father mo in sa New Jersey?
Actually, retired na sila pareho ng parents ko. So but every weekend, they get together with yung mga tito ko. Mm-hmm. Halos lahat sila nandun eh. Parang may little community na sila doon.
Hindi ka nasama doon? Hindi ka na... Kasi nag-migrate sila?
Hindi, ano. 3-9 nila ako yung petition. In fact, na-approve na yung petition ko. Dumating na eh.
Okay.
Hindi lang ako sumipot. Hindi ko pinansin. After 1 year, binigyan ako ng notice ng US Embassy informing me na nag-expire na because he didn't show up.
Uh-huh.
All I had to do was show up. Medical interview. Uh-huh. Approve na. Okay na yung petition ko eh. 2007, I think, dumating.
Uh-huh.
But medyo may pag...
Rebelde
tayo. Na. Gusto ko parang statement ko yun sa US, US Embassy na hindi lahat ng Filipinos nagkakandarapa na tumira sa Amerika.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sayang kasi ganun din ako eh sa Australia. Pinakawalan ko rin yung chance na yun. Pero in hindsight, after seeing all the traffic...
Parin na nga eh. Sabi ko, baka pagsisiyahan ko balang araw. But, you know, we'll see. Hindi pa naman tayo sumusuko sa Pilipinas.
Talagang siguradong magsisisi ka dahil sa sobrang... Grabe yung traffic last Tuesday, di ba? Bumuhos lang yung ulan.
Yeah.
Halos walong oras na...
traffic sa atin, just add water, no? Mas sigurado.
Pag add water, traffic na, di ba? Traffic na,
automatic.
Yung kaibigan ko, walong oras na traffic, hindi nakauwi ng bahay. And this was even way before, when you posted this message about the INC, di ba? Yeah. And after that, eto na naman, eto, parang... Yeah. Ay, nako naman talaga, tuloy-tuloy. But anyway, I want to ask you... a question about how you were able to transform Top Gear magazine into a sensational... Well, how you were able to transform the Top Gear Philippines Facebook page into a sensational Facebook page. But before you answer that question, let's play one of your songs first, you know? Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles. What makes this song one of your favorite songs?
Well, I just happen to be a huge fan of the Beatles. Uh-huh. Nakuha ako sa tito ko when I was young. Mm-hmm. Sobrang nahook ako. In fact, when I disbanded na yung Beatles when I was born in 1972. 69 mm-hmm. sila nag-disbanded. Mm-hmm. 70. But sobrang nakaka-hook lang talaga yung lahat. So, ang galing. Sobrang genius nung... music nila. Mm-hmm. But this song, Here, There, and Ever, written by Paul McCartney, medyo senti. May side ako na senti.
Para sa ano ata ito, mga ex ata ito.
Medyo ano yan, sentimental yung kantang yan. I don't know if you know that, but sobrang ganda ng song na yan.
Alright, let's hear it. Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles. You are still listening to Martin's Man Cave. My name is Martin Andanar, and we are with Vernon Sarne. He is the editor-in-chief of Top Gear magazine. We'll be right back. The classic music of the Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere. This is Martin's Man Cave. Ako po si Martin Andanar. And I am with Vernon Sarne, the EIC of Top Gear magazine, Philippines. And back to the hanging question earlier, no? How were you able to transform your Top Gear Philippines Facebook page into a sensational one? Was this planned at all?
Honestly, it wasn't planned. In fact, hindi ako fan ng mga social media pages. Uh-huh. Hindi ako dumaan sa mga Friendster. I didn't even have mga ganung account. But then, nung nausin yung Facebook page, our boss, Liza Gokongwei, told all the editors-in-chief sa summit, mm-hmm. you need to start your own Facebook page because you need to, you know, promote your brand. Mm-hmm. So I had no choice but to start my own. Ako muna, yung personal na Facebook page ko. Mm-hmm. And I trinay kong aralin at ma-appreciate. And then later on, medyo nakuha ko ng konti. No? Mm-hmm. And then I started yung Facebook page ng Top Gear magazine lang. At that time, dalawa yung Facebook pages ng Top Gear. Isa sa magazine, isa for the website. Mm-hmm. Ang nag-handle ng website was yung managing editor ko for the website, si Barbara Lorenzo. She's no longer with us. And then later on, sabi namin, bakit may dalawa tayong Facebook pages? Let's merge them na lang, isa na lang. Yun yung naging resulta, yung what you see now, yung Top Gear Philippines na medyo may konting following na. We're now at 1.6 million followers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yun yung mm-hmm. resulta ng merger. Mm-hmm. But at that time, nung nag-merge kami, that meant dissolving yung dalawang existing na Facebook pages na may konting mm-hmm. following na rin. So mm-hmm. tinapo namin lahat yung lahat kung anumang followers meron kami nun. We started back to scratch. Mm-hmm. Doon kami nahirapan nung una. This was 2010. At that time, sobrang tinapo namin mga siguro. Sabihin natin, let's say, mga nasa almost 10,000 followers na yung sa mga existing na two previous.
Malaki yun.
Facebook, yeah. Mm-hmm. At that time, medyo okay na rin yun, di ba? So nagsimula kami. And I didn't know if I wanted to invite my friends back again. Sabi ko, baka makulitan na sa akin itong mga to. Naka-like na sila dun sa unang pages. Uh-huh. And then tinanggal namin. And then ngayon, gumawa ko kaming bago. So... siguro for the longest time, we only had 4,000 followers, yung sa bago ngayon. And hindi kasi ako naniniwala dun sa you will pay to promote your page.
Yeah, advertise.
I don't wanna buy likes or or followers. Mm-hmm. Kasi even if magpa-raffle ka ng mga gadgets or mga, you know, cool stuff to get mga followers, if they're not really into your brand, if they're not really into your subject, chances are, after nung promo mo, hindi na sila babalik dun sa page mo.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted our growth to be 100% organic.
Mm-hmm.
We only had one gimmick na talagang medyo, hindi naman advertising, but dinare ko yung mga tao nun. Sabi ko, if we could get to 77,000 likes in 2 months' time, at that time, that was to promote the 77th issue of our magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko, if we could get to 77,000 followers, likes, by August 31, 2010, at that time, that was mga June pa lang. Sabi ko, I would paint my car pink. And that was a real dare. Ah. But of course, kinakabahan din ako. Nung dinare ko yun, nasa 4,000 lang kami. Sabi ko, siguro safe na yun. Hindi naman siguro kami makaka 73,000 likes in 2 months. So, ang problema, pinikap ng isang sikat na American automotive blog. Yung storya na yun. So sabi ko, naku, baka pagkatuwaan ako ng mga tao all over the world, no, just for me to paint my car pink. Buti na lang, natapos yung 2 months. Nung yung gimmick na yun, we were only up to mga almost 30,000 or 25,000. So at least yung konting gimmick na yun, nakagain ng 20,000 new followers without us ever paying anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that, sa start, nagpapatawa lang ako nung una. You know this website called 9gag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puro patawa lang, ganun-ganun lang. Nagkocollate ako ng mga funny motoring images all over the internet. Ganun lang nung una. Gusto ko lang magpatawa. But ang first social ang first post ko nang parang may konting social relevance, social parang advocacy was nakatanggap ako ng isang photo ng isang aso na nilagay sa sack. It was being transported at the back of a Nissan Patrol. Tinali siya sa nilagay siya, buhay pa siya yung aso. Nilagay siya sa loob ng sack and it was tied dun sa spare tire ng Nissan Patrol. It was a very cruel image.
Mm-hmm.
As you can imagine, nagalit yung mga pet lovers.
Nalala ko yan.
Sobrang naging viral yun. That was 2010. Yeah.
Pinikap sa TV.
Yeah, yeah. 2010 yun. Nung pinost ko yun, nakita ko yung conversation and yung virality. Asarap pala nung feeling na, hindi yung feeling na naging viral ka. Hindi yun, na parang pinag-usapan ka. But masarap yung feeling na naka-impact ka. You know, you created this positive impact sa isang meaningful discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then after nun, I started accepting photos from followers.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, I would pick yung mga may konti ng pwedeng pag-usapan, yung socially relevant images and topics.
Now, well, obviously, no, yung new social media page mo na Facebook, 1.6 million... I mean, it's gotten to a point that it's almost larger than the magazine itself when it comes to circulation. Kasi 1.6 million agad.
I understand.
No? Anong lang yung reaction ni Miss Liza or well, Top Gear?
Of course, ang lagi lang niyang nire-remind sa atin, no, na of course, huwag natin kakalimutan yung core competency natin, which is Top Gear at the end of the day is still a car magazine. So huwag natin kakalimutan yun. Meron lang tayong social media component. But of course, ang talagang business natin is, you know, to report on cars and the automotive industry. So parang added dimension na lang to. It's just that sabi mo nga, parang mas napag-usapan natin to. Just the other day, I was talking sa internet and mobile marketing summit last Friday. And I had to start my talk by, you know, showing them a photo of my magazine. Because sabi ko, baka hindi nyo alam na Car Magazine ng Top Gear Philippines. Baka kilala nyo lang kami na Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we're a car magazine. We're an automotive website.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun lang. Nag-evolve lang ng konti yung social media. But we will still be, you know, a car magazine first and foremost.
Anong nakikita mo sa problema ngayon? Nandito tayo sa mga relevant sa lipunan.
Kaya naging sikat yung Facebook page namin is that we deal with traffic, mga motoring related issues eh. It's something that's very close to many Filipinos because sobrang close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Like let's say naghahanap ka ng parking sa mall, hirap na hirap ka, kalahating oras ka nang paikot-ikot, then makakita kang isang car na nakastraddle sa dalawang parking slots.
Nakakasar, ano?
Nakakasar, eh. Uh-huh. So, yung mga ganitong, hindi naman sa ini-insight mo sila, but these are issues na sobrang everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say, traffic, yun nga, pinag-uusapan natin kanina, traffic. Everyone is affected. There's no escaping traffic.
Uh-huh.
So, pag yun na yung usapan, parang lahat has something to say.
Uh-huh.
Hindi pwedeng wala. Usually, yung mga ibang posts, no, meron kaming, halimbawa, ang pinakasikat naming magazine, by the way, sa Summit is still Yes Magazine. I don't know if you know that.
Mm.
Yes Magazine is a showbiz magazine.
Yeah, of course.
Pero pagdating sa Facebook page, sa social media, sobrang, they can't compare dun sa virality, dun sa uh-huh. engagement ng social media page ng Top
mm-hmm.
Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, showbiz, yes, you'll follow, di ba? You wanna know what's happening maybe to, mm-hmm. I don't know, Catherine Bernard or whatever. But, sa traffic, yung mga motoring related issues kasi, hindi lang basta gusto mong malaman, gusto mo may sasabihin ka, eh.
Mas socially relevant kasi yung
sobrang
traffic issues.
I need to give them a piece of my mind.
Uh-huh.
Sinayang niyo yung 4 na oras ng buhay ko.
Exactly.
I need to give you a piece of my mind.
What is the best solution that you've gotten, that you've received to of solve course, the traffic in Metro Manila?
Sabi nga nung I was telling you kanina, I saw your roundtable interview with the Mayor Duterte, uh-huh. no? I think last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching him and I kind of agree with him when he said that hindi to easy problem. In fact, sabi niya, the next president will not be able to solve the traffic problem. The next president will not be able to solve it within a 6-year term.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of agree with him because hindi to some mga geniuses would like to think na sobrang meron tong quick fix, no? Mm-hmm. Or parang sobrang complicated ng problem na maraming kailangang ayusin. Number one, let's face the fact na sobrang punong-puno na yung Metro Manila.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to decentralize. I bet you hear that term all the time, decentralization, but mm-hmm. we really need to do that. Masyadong dependent ang national affairs natin, business,
mm-hmm.
Social affairs natin, lahat naka-concentrate sa Metro Manila.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't decentralize soon, one catastrophic, you know, event that strikes Metro Manila and, you know, the whole Philippines will, what happens to the Philippines?
Disintegrate.
Oh, we need to decentralize now so uh-huh. that not naman to drive people away, but let's face it, para may ibang options yung mga kababayan uh-huh. natin. Ang alam ng mga taga-probinsya natin kababayan, you know, to kind of progress in life, uh-huh. you need to be where the action is, which is Metro Manila.
Uh-huh.
So, kailangan nating i-duplicate yung modelo ng Metro Manila sa
uh-huh.
other provinces.
Our case is we put all our eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Dapat so, maraming basket.
So, lahat ng tao nandito na. So kahit na sabihin natin, oh yes, damihan natin yung roads natin, ano? Galingan natin yung traffic management by assigning mga talagang competent traffic enforcers na hindi mga corrupt. Ngayon nga, nag-experiment tayo with the Highway Patrol Group.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you do all those things, yes, it might work siguro for a time, mm-hmm. pero the root cause pa rin is that sobrang na tayong congested. Eh.
Volume, sobrang dami
volume,
na.
Volume, grabe. Ngayon, all-time high ang car sales. I mean, for a car magazine editor, that's good for me, no?
Yeah, of course.
Business is good.
But why is it so? Why do you think the sales of the vehicles have just shot up?
Well, number one, let's face it, medyo maganda yung economy, eh.
Uh-huh.
So, syempre, anytime na may buying power, may increased buying power yung tao.
Nangarap pagkakotse,
no? And plus, competitive ngayon yung, maganda yung pricing ng mga kotse rin dahil sa dami na lang available na models sa atin, basically all the car brands are, you know, vying for your hard-earned money. So they'll everyone is coming up with really competitive
packages
and promos. So ang dami ng choices, ang ganda ng mga deals, no?
Uh-huh.
The banks make it really easy for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon lang pinag-uusapan namin ng mga colleagues ko the other night, Volkswagen Philippines, would you believe, introduced just eto lang the last week, 2 weeks ago, introduced a first in the car industry, a zero down payment, zero interest promo. Can you believe that?
Hindi nga.
Zero down payment, wala kayo down,
And zero interest.
Zero interest pa. Wala kang interest sa mabayaran.
Ay, ilang buwan.
Of course, subject to approval. Pero the thing is, banks and car companies are making it easier and easier for everyone to drive home with a car, with a new car.
Makapunta nga sa Volkswagen. Diyan lang. Di ba diyan lang?
I'm sure, approve ka kagad.
My God.
Pero,
get myself a Beetle.
Eh nga, so labas na labas ang mga bagong sasakyan sa showroom. Mm-hmm. And then wala naman tayong fini-phase out. Wala tayong phase out program eh.
Wala.
Sa Singapore, di ba? Sa Japan meron silang ganung program na after owning a car for a certain number of years, hindi mo na siya pwedeng gamitin. Mm-hmm. Sa ibang bansa naman, I think like Singapore, the older your car gets, talagang pamahal ng pamahal yung
tax mo.
Mm-hmm. But you wanna keep it, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. Because number one, medyo may impact yan sa environment. Mm-hmm. And second, nakakadagdag ka sa congestion sa road. Mm-hmm. You need to pay for the right to keep your car. So, sa atin, wala sa atin. Eh. I mean, go out there and makikita ka mga sobrang dilapidated cars are still running. Sa Pilipino, basta tumatakbo ng konti, roadworthy na.
The government does really has to strike a very good balance, no?
And you know what? No. I'm not talking about lang the physical, yung footprint ng kotse, ng lumang kotse. Mm. Think about it, ang lumang kotse na sobrang luma na and hindi properly maintained. Pag yan tumirik, isa lang dyan tumirik sa EDSA,
nako,
cost na yan ng traffic.
Alam ko yan.
And ilang kotse yung are like that, running around because the owner is not willing to give it up. Mm-hmm. And di mo rin sila masising, ha? Siguro dahil wala silang kakayan ng bumili ng bagong kotse. Mm-hmm. But really, we need to have a program na kailangan natin either i-phase out mo sila or make it really expensive for people to hang on to a really old car. Mm-hmm. It's not anti-poor. It's just really, it's common sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Vernon. Ang tanong ko ngayon, every company now has invested in digital presence, magazines, etc. And you see magazine sales in different countries or newspapers as dipping, no? How do you see, or what do you think is the future of magazines here in the Philippines, particularly your magazine, Top Gear, or the motoring magazine? But before you answer that question, let's play one of your favorite songs again. This is Rage Against the Machine, Bullet in the Head. At ano naman ang meron itong Bullet in the Head at gusto mong, ano na to ah, luma na itong Rage in the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, oh. It's really just about questioning, it's dedicated. It's a song that bagay na bagay sa mga Philip, lalo na ngayon malapit na election sa atin, ano. Uh-huh. Don't accept just about anything, you know, that's fed to you. Question everything. Mm-hmm. That's basically Bullet in the Head. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko mo in-advertise sa'yo, minarket sa'yo, or present sa'yo. Mm-hmm. Don't just accept everything that comes your way. Questionin mo lahat. Mm-hmm. You know, critical thinking. Think for yourself. Is this tama ba tong what I'm encountering now, or dahil sabi lang ng masa or ng media?
Okay, doc, let's hear it. Rage Against the Machine, Bullet in the Head. You are still with Martin's Man Cave. My name is Martin Andanar, at kasama po natin, we are with the editor-in-chief of Top Gear Magazine Philippines, Vernon Sarne. Don't you go away. With the editor-in-chief of Top Gear Magazine Philippines, Vernon Sarne. The question earlier was, what do you see? What is the future of the magazine industry in the Philippines, particularly your magazine, the motoring?
Yeah. As we know, everyone's going digital now. Ano? Uh-huh. So the challenge now for mga, you know, print publications is to be able to harness yung digital technology. Mm-hmm. You need to adapt. Hindi pwedeng 100% print ka na lang.
But lamang na lamang ka na, 1.6 million na yung base mo.
Actually, kami, inga, maganda nangyari. No? because of our popularity online, not just our social media pages, but also our website, kahit yung mga hindi naman nila kilala yung magazine namin to begin with, nagkakaroon sila ng awareness. Mm-hmm. Meron palang car magazine na Top Gear. Mm-hmm. Pwedeng hindi sila hardcore car enthusiasts or hindi talaga sila into, you know, motoring. But because they like what we share online, mm-hmm. okay, we like these people. Mm-hmm. We like what they do. I'll check out their magazine. I think, medyo mm-hmm. ganun, ano? Mm-hmm. Because while yung sabi mo nga kanina, may yung ibang mga print publications medyo nag-struggle, mm-hmm. I'm happy to say that Top Gear Philippines, our magazine, mm-hmm. is still doing very well. We still have very healthy numbers circulation-wise. And parang na-cushion kami nung parang insulated kami dun sa struggles ngayon nung print because mm-hmm. Because of our popularity online. Uh-huh. So to answer your question, I think meron pang fight in them yung mga print publication. They just need to know how to create an online presence. Mm-hmm. Hindi pwedeng wala. Their online presence and the print product should be able to complement each other. Mm-hmm. So kami, parang because of our print product, yung magazine namin, may dala nga tayong copy dyan, mm-hmm. it gives credibility to the website uh-huh. and the Facebook page. On the other hand, yung website naman and yung Facebook page namin and Twitter, sabi ko nga kanina, nagka-create ng awareness.
Tsaka yung buzz.
Yeah, no? Yung buzz. Mm-hmm. So,
you plan to produce your own TV show as well, like the one in UK?
No, I think that's overreaching already because uh-huh. Summit Media hindi naman yun yung core competency. No, mm-hmm. we're really into magazine publishing, and mm-hmm. now we also have a lot of websites already. Mm-hmm. But we also, because we have a website, we now also produce a series of videos. And in fact, because you asked, next week we're starting shooting. We're producing this. Parang I don't know how to call it. Podcast pa, pwede bang ang podcast may video rin?
Yeah, video yeah. or audio podcast.
So parang mm-hmm. mag-i-start kami next week ng shoot. We're calling it Straight Talk. Mm-hmm. Parang Straight Talk. Mga editors lang talking about, you know, motoring-related topics.
Wow.
Parang Talk of the Week. Pero hindi ito kagaya, mm-hmm. I-upload lang namin ito sa website namin.
Mm-hmm. Na may video.
Na may video.
Mm-hmm.
So just parang panel. Pero magulo lang, kulitan lang.
Kulitan lang.
Parang nagkikwentuhan lang tayo. And then ang model nga namin parang ano talaga eh, na walang edit-edit.
Uh-huh.
So kahit may maling spill, may maling grammar, kasama yan dyan, no? Talagang kulitan.
Labas lang talaga, no? Uh-huh. Well, I'll show you the other studio I have downstairs. Gusto mong mag-record doon ng podcast. you'll find it helpful. Vernon, tell us, what is the typical day of a EIC of Top Gear?
Sobrang masaya, no? Sobrang colorful. Especially, you don't know what's gonna pop up sa email mo. Well, it's very, very stressful because, well, I'm handling the magazine, the website, and the Facebook page. But it's a good thing na meron akong mga efficient people working with me, no? I have two managing editors, one for the website, one for print. And then yung mga staff ko, kasama ko nga si Elaine, our editorial assistant, very, very efficient people, very dedicated sa work. And I would like to take this opportunity, no, to medyo commend yung mga tao ko. Because motoring, many so-called journalists come in, mga bloggers, yung iba, yung I don't know kung iba saan galing. They come in sa beat namin thinking na, wow, ang daming perks dyan, ano? You can drive home a new car for a week, test drive. You'd go abroad to attend mga Formula One races, uh-huh. car shows, ganyan-ganyan. So, I'm proud to say na yung team namin, wala sa aming ganon. I would like to believe. Walang, mm-hmm. they're not in it for the perks.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, they're here just sa talaga mga hard worker, talaga passion sa craft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sobra akong, I think yun yung secret ng, because people ask me, parang kala nila, wow, ang galing mo naman. No, hindi, actually, yung team yung ang galing ng team. Blessed lang ako to have people na may tamang puso.
Mm.
Because it's so easy to be abusive in this beat. Kahit saang beat naman yata eh. Madaling mag-abuse, ano? Pag nakita mo na yung mga perks. Because ibang level din yung motoring industry, no? They kind of pamper us. Kanina tinatanong mo, ano ba yung EIC? Let's say, makakatanggap ka ng tawag para you wanna drive an Aston Martin.
Oh.
Just the other day. So I couldn't make it, so pinadala ko lang yung si Dinzo, yung isang associate editor ko. He drove an Aston Martin Rapide Saturday night. Okay. He drove for sina Isa Calzado. Was there driving a Rapide in ENSA traffic.
Yeah.
And then of course they bring us all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
As I speak now, my associate editor sa print si Paolo Subido, I just sent him to Portugal. He drove the all new BMW 7 Series. So yeah, maraming perks, but at in fact, kaya madaming nag-a-apply, madaming mag-e-email sa akin, sir, may opening ba dyan, ganyan-ganyan. But hindi nila nakikita yung other side, yung putting together the magazine, what goes on sa pagbuo ng website. It's really, really hard work. Yung mga tao ko, you can ask them, many of them, they leave the office, minsan, midnight, ganyan, ganong klase.
Top Gear is known to be a magazine that does not do any reviews na BS, no? Yeah. Talagang mag-review, review talaga,
yes,
no?
Yes.
At in the Philippines, when you talk about cars in the Philippines, majority would say, no, we're for Japanese cars. We're used to Japanese. And now you have American cars, you have European cars here in the Philippines, cars from China. Ang sinasabi nila, dito sa Pilipinas, ang mga kotseng maayos dito, yung mga gawa sa Japan dahil sanay na sila, dahil gawa yun para sa init natin, sa klima, etc. But tell us the truth. Japanese cars lang ba ang pwede dito? Or yung mga American cars? Are they built to last year?
Before, I would say before, no, yung mga Japanese cars talaga mostly. Kasi nga may mga subsidiary talaga sila dito. We're talking of Toyota Motor Philippines, Mitsubishi Motors Philippines.
Nissan.
Because talaga meron silang mga subsidiary dito. Yung mga regional offices nila, yung mga global, yung mga headquarters nila, they take that into consideration. No? Kailangan tropicalize yung kotse, talagang built for Philippine roads.
So may ganun talaga.
A Honda executive before told me na iba yung pang-ilalim ng, let's say, Honda Civic sa Pilipinas kesa sa Honda Civic sa... So iba, no? Mas talagang pang mga pothole riddle the
dito
roads. Oh. May extra layer of protection.
Anti-corrosion. Ganun, no?
Pero, and then before, yung mga galing sa mga Europe, mga American, na they just bring them here na parang kung ano yung straight from the showroom ibenta dito. Yun yung usually nagkakaproblema eh. Yung hindi built to adapt sa Philippine road conditions and our weather. Pero now, I would like to think na yung mga American brands, Ford, Chevrolet, they take that into consideration already.
So nag-a-adjust na sila.
Yung the way they put together their cars now, may tinitake na nila into consideration yung road conditions natin.
Tsaka yung klima natin.
Yung klima natin. So, hindi na totoo na, mga Japanese lang or ano. Actually, kahit yung mga European eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sila yung mananagot sa customers eh. If, if yung mga kotse na binibenta nila, madaling mag-breakdown, no? Because of hindi nga maka-adapt sa conditions natin.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to address that. And I think they've done that na many years ago pa. So that's no longer true.
Nangarap ka rin ba? Do you dream of one day seeing a Philippine made car?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, who doesn't, no? Pero for that to happen, I think kailangan talaga ng suporta ng gobyerno eh. Hindi pwedeng wala. Of course, kailangan natin ng somebody sa private sector talaga na who will come in and say, I'm committed to this project, whether I lose money or not, I will support this project. I want to build a Filipino-made car.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, sa government side, kailangan natin ng mga tax breaks and everything para to make it easy for Filipino businessman to make it happen. Because hindi biro mag-create ng kotse from the ground up.
What car do you drive?
I drive a very humble Honda Jazz.
Honda Jazz?
Yeah. Bought with my hard-earned money. So, which I paid for 3 years.
And it's not color. It's not colored pink.
Not colored pink. I'm proud to say.
And then, what is your dream car?
Dream car? To be honest, I get that question all of the time because they think, oh, editor to ng car magazine, kung ano yung dream car niya, that's probably the best. The thing is, believe it or not, sobrang para naging jaded na ako because I drive everything all the time. So parang a regular guy, I'm not exaggerating. A regular guy make him drive let's say a Ferrari. And wow, blown away. This is a Ferrari. Make him drive an Aston Martin. Wow, blown away. This is an Aston Martin. I'm not kidding, and I'm not saying this to brag or whatever. But make me drive an Aston Martin, a Maserati. It's really nothing to me. It's work because I've driven them. So to answer your question, I don't have a particular one now, but if I could buy with my hard-earned money, I'm not into yung mga sporty, mga sports cars or mga sedans. I don't like those. I like yung mga medyo tough na, you know, mga SUVs.
Uh-huh.
Would you believe I like the Suzuki Jimny, for instance?
Wow.
I like the Suzuki. Very cheap lang yan, but very affordable. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice. Very, very capable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like the Land Rover Defender. But if you phase out na nila late this year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, hindi rin naman cheap yun. No?
Mm-hmm.
Medyo mahal yung Land Rover Defender. But I like yung mga ganung kotse.
Uh-huh.
Mga Toyota FJ Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga ganun. Pero paminsan-minsan, nagugustuhan natin yung mga sports cars. No? Yung mga Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga ngayon, usong-usong ngayon. Dala ko ngayon sa baba yung Mazda MX-5, yung Miata.
Dala mo ngayon? Oh, oh my goodness.
Absolutely. Yeah, but really, if I had to choose, if I had to buy one with my hard-earned money, I'd go for a go-anywhere SUV. So, yung no frills. Ayoko nung mga sobrang high-tech. Ayoko nung maraming electronic aids. Parang mas, feeling ko, pag nasira yun, mas magastos pa eh. Mas maganda yung simpleng mechanical.
So, baba din.
Yeah.
Baha sa atin. Okay, Vernon. Let's, we're about to wrap up this interview. We've been talking for 54 minutes. Can you imagine?
Well,
if there are 5 people you would thank, say thank you at the end of the road, who would these 5 people be?
With regard to my...
Everything, your life.
My life, okay. Of course, my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Counted one, as one.
One lang yan.
Yeah, my parents. They put food on the table, the clothes on my back, even if, you know, medyo limited lang yung means namin. And, you know, try to raise me up the right way. I can't thank them enough. And I feel hindi enough yung... Wala, hindi pa tayo makabawi sa parents natin.
Hindi
natin kaya. Mm-hmm. But that's one. Probably I would like to thank that editor-in-chief that who hired me. I was telling you about in 1995.
Yes.
Who gave me a break.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's his name?
Earl Sebastian. He mm-hmm. actually writes a column for me now. So
nice.
Yeah, he's a really good writer.
Mm-hmm. This is for Automation 1995.
Automotion. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was the editor in chief then.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a break, even if I didn't know how to drive. I mean, would you hire somebody who?
No.
Exactly. He gave me a break. I don't know. Maybe it was the promise of making him coffee that did it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's probably two. And
he saw something in you.
I hope so. I hope so. I have some, you know, mentors. You know, I don't wanna count, but you know, the likes of may mga industry executives tayo na who tried to guide us along the way. Mm-hmm. Beyond the, alam mong hindi ka pini-PR. May mga industry executives na alam mong PR lang. Eh.
PR ka lang.
alam mo yun eh. Medyo may gift tayo. Uh-huh. But may mga guys na alam mong hindi ka pini-PR. No?
Sincere. No?
Sincere. Uh-huh. They know who they are. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to mention na lang their name because I don't want to be accused of being partial to their brand. Because uh-huh. ano pa sila eh. Hanggang ngayon, industry executives pa sila. But they know who they are. I don't want to mention their brand. Ayoko ma-accuse na, kaya ka pala partial sa brand na yan. Huwag na lang. But just hearing me say this now, I'm sure alam nila kung sino sila. But these people have been role models for me. Mm-hmm. Unang-una.
So pangatlo na yan.
Pangatlo na yan. I wanna mention yung mga naunang motoring journalists before me. I don't know if you know the likes of sina Butch Gamboa.
Of course. I still see him. I watch him on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
Motoring Today.
Yeah, Motoring Today. Old school. Ngayon, siya ngayon yung nagtatanong sa atin, ano, paano ba yung mga digital? Gusto niya mag-adapt, ano, nakakatuwa. But, yeah, parang tatay na rin ang tingin natin doon. Ano, but he paved the way for everyone. Mm-hmm. At that time, would you believe noong mid-90s, ngayon, sabi ko sa'yo, ang test drive ngayon, pahiraming ka ng Mercedes-Benz bago. Uwi mo yan, gamitin mo for 5 days, full tank of gasoline, bahala ka, dalin mo kahit saan. Diba?
Ngayon.
You know, at the time when I became an editorial assistant back in mid-90s, alam mo ka pa paano test drive namin doon? At that time, yung distributor ng Mercedes-Benz sa isang compound sa Pasig, the company's name was Commercial Motors. Mm-hmm. At that time, we requested a test drive for us to feature one of their cars. I think it was an E-Class at the time. You know what we did at the time? We would just go around and around their
compound.
Doon lang. At kuha kami picture. Yun na yung test drive namin at the time. Can you believe?
Eh, ngayon, pwede mo iuwi, no?
Ano, pare, BMW, Porsche, whatever.
Pwede mo sundin yung date.
Jaguar.
Ano? Iba-iba kotse.
You know, take it home with you. 4 days, 5 days, whatever you want. Dalin mo out of town.
Wow.
But tinga, kaya ko ito kinikwento is because the likes of sina Butch Gamboa made it happen, no? Pushed for, you know, convince yung mga executives at that time ng mga industry na, you know, you have to let us drive your cars.
The way it,
you have to trust us.
Is it the same way it's done abroad na pinapauwi?
Yeah, ganun dapat talaga. Because okay. What can you write, you know, driving inside a warehouse, di ba? Uh-huh. So
essentially, pwedeng wala kang kotse.
Pwede, actually. Sa totoo lang. And then, of course, I wanna thank my boss now, Liza Gokongwei, took a chance on me, even if she admitted to me later on na she had been hearing stuff about me. Because at that time, some people were trying to prevent her from hiring me. Because I wasn't the first EIC. I just took over somebody.
Uh-huh.
So, probably some people didn't want me there.
Threw her lot on you.
So, she took a chance on me. I just want to thank her because she had no idea. Wala siyang kilala sa motoring. Wala siyang alam sa kotse. She just took a gamble, I would say. At that time, the magazine was such in a
shambles.
Bad shape. You know, I think they almost closed it.
Oh, sayang naman.
And medyo nag-take lang talaga siya ng chance. And I'm pretty sure she didn't know what she was doing at the time getting me. But, you know,
pikit mata.
How worse can you get?
Uh-huh.
So, eto na to. So, hired me. And yeah, so.
You fixed it up.
Yeah. Maraming times na nasisermonan tayo ng konti. You know? But,
paano ba magalit si Miss Gokongwei?
Si boss sobrang, well, she's a Gokongwei, no? But lagi ko nga sinasabi, if you come to Summit Media sa office namin, and you have no idea who she is, you have no idea what she looks like, who owns Summit Media, and I make you pick or guess kung sino may-ari ng Summit Media, you wouldn't pick her.
Because ganun kasimple.
Ganun kasimple. Doesn't even have, walang mga jewelry.
Okay lang sa kanya na hindi mo siya makilala. Alam mo, kung na ba, bagong empleyado ka.
Ganun siya, self-effacing naman siya. Hindi naman siya, ganun, hindi siya mahilig sa limelight.
Simple talaga. No?
Paikuti, palakad-lakad lang sa mga aisle. Minsan, hindi mo alam na doon na nakasilip na sa cubicle mo. No?
Hands-on siya.
Hands-on, very hands-on. Ano? Hindi naman micromanager, but really just wants to make you feel na...
She's on top of the situation.
And napakasimple lang. Sobrang simple. Minsan sumasakay sa... Yung kinento ko sa'yo kanina, Suzuki Jimny. One time, a few weeks ago, dala-dala ko yung Suzuki Jimny. And she rode with me going to an event. Of course, her bodyguard also rode with us. No? But sobrang simple. But ang tanong mo, paano magalit? Because nga, simple lang siya and parang one of the boys. Employees or one of the boys. No? But alam mo na meron siyang certain tone na alam mo na...
Oops.
Either verbal or sa written, sa email, meron siyang certain tone na pag alam mong yun na yung tone niya, wait, you need to take this seriously or else, you know, medyo dire yung consequences.
It's your bonus on the line.
You know, but yeah, I wanna thank her.
What would you like your son to say? When you're in your, ulyanin ka na, lolo.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, no. But since you asked, kanina I was telling you na, a sad part of my life is that I'm away from my son.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's any chance he'll hear this. Somewhere down the road, I wanna get to know him,
mm-hmm.
and he to know me, and just really, at the very least, you know, I don't expect him to be, you know, really proud of me, because again, we don't have a personal relationship right now. But if he can just, you know, get to know me, that would be enough for
that
me.
To know each other
and vice versa. Yeah,
You'd use all your PR in that very moment. pero ganito, no? I know it's a very emotional topic. Now, with all of the millions of followers that you have, all of the success that you have, is this one thing that you see as maybe a little failure that would top this all?
What do you mean exactly?
With your son, I mean, not seeing your son, even if you're the EIC of the best magazine in the Philippines, do you consider this a failure? Or?
No. Yeah, of course. I would. To be honest with you, I'd give this all away to get that back. I mean, that part of my life, and I was still with, you know, my family
to raise Astro.
Yeah, and but I don't think in those terms right now. I just live my life now, and if it happens, it happens. I don't think in terms of I don't wallow in one corner. I don't
mm-hmm.
I don't sit in one corner thinking, okay, I sucked big time in this
department. Yeah, yeah. This department. Yeah. No. Pero I'm sure this is one problem that really gives you all of the inspiration to work hard right now.
Yeah. One day, if it happens, no, if God allows it, you know, that I meet him again, one day in the future, I just want to be somebody, at the very least, he won't be ashamed of.
Of course, he won't be ashamed of you. Now, Papa, masyado tayo naging ano dito. Papa saying kita.
Pangmakalan to eh. Pang Yamazaki itong usapan na to.
You know, I have had a president cry inside the podcast. And
okay.
It's really the nature of the podcast. We talk about lives and what we learn, the values. What have you learned from all of the experiences that you've had with the different magazines? What can you share to our listeners?
You know, 20 years. I've been a motoring journalist for 20 years. Actually, yung learnings ko nga, hindi pa... Yung kotse lang yan eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Talagang learnings ko is that, you know, dealing with many people, whether in my company or outside of my company.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro, ang pinaka-significant na takeaway ko is that, you know, people around us, every one of us, we just want to get by.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to get by. We all live our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So my takeaway, you don't know what the other person is dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be nice to everyone. I always tell people this. Be nice to everyone, especially, you know, the rank and file employees in your office, you know, the housekeepers, the messengers. Be nice to them. Be nice to everyone you meet, because again, like in a tollway, everyone is just passing through, trying to make a forward progress, and don't make it difficult for that journey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the journey difficult for another person.
So when they smile and say good afternoon, answer back good afternoon.
Exactly.
Good morning. Exactly. It's a tall way, di ba?
I always tell my friends, when you talk to mga security guards, mga messengers, don't give them a parang casual, flippant, parang dismissive mga replies or whatever. When you tell them good morning, you know, mean it. Then smile at them like talagang parang you're happy to see them. Hindi yung dahil mechanical na ano. And not just in the office, but even outside, you know, the way you treat yung mga waiters, mga parking attendants, even MMDA, wag na tayo lumayo, no? Mga traffic officers, we tend to be rude to them because we think na they're out to get money from us. But like I said, everyone has a different
story,
struggle. You don't know what they're going through. Mamaya, hindi mo alam, they're on their last straw. And yung encounter mo sa kanila, yun na lang yung, just because nginitian mo sila and you were super, super nice to them, you were the first nice person to them in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that encounter, that pleasant encounter, you were able to,
inspire
them or save them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to sa... You know, you just snap whenever you feel like it. Mm-hmm. And ikaw na pala yung lastro nung tao na yun. Wala ka. Hindi mo na malalaman, no? Because you don't know the person.
Nag-amok, tapos ikaw po yung tinamaan ng kudyilyo.
Buti nga kung ganun na. But, you know, if that person maybe takes their life or whatever, then medyo... So again, ang tinanong mo ako, sorry, medyo senti, no? But sa akin talaga, yun eh. Parang tanggalin mo yung trappings ng eto, yung sinasabi nating mga... fame or fortune or whatever. Tanggalin mo lahat to. Ang core naman talaga lahat nito is we're all the same human beings trying to get by.
Humanity.
Trying to reach a destination. Mm-hmm. You know, just can, I know, motoring related pa rin, you know, if we can just help each other out, is would it kill you if, you know, you help another person with his journey or...
It should be nice.
Oo, eh, di ba? Kaya nga yung... yung height nung pinag-uusapan natin, no, yung traffic, no, yung may rally na ng isang grupo. Again, it's kaya tayo medyo vocal doon, is that, you know, yung mga tao pagod na sa trabaho.
Mm.
1 week nagtrabaho, they earn their rest.
Tapos may long weekend
don't,
pa.
But don't get in their way, ano, para lang sa isang issue na hindi naman pangkalahatan eh.
Mm.
So it wasn't attacking anyone's faith or whatever. It just really basic human decency, basic human rights.
And lastly, Vernon, what is your dream for the Filipino commuter?
Well, ano cliche na to, no? Sabi nga nila may isang interview ng president ba ng some South American country ba yung nagsabi no na sobrang simple nitong presidente nito. Presidente ba ng Peru or whatever na sobrang simple. Ang sabi niya parang progress or something like that. Parang progress is when everyone can take parang public transportation, something like that. So I
whether rich or poor.
I wanna live to see the day when even yung mga presidente ng mga Ayala or ng mga ano can take the MRT because it's convenient and it's safe for them to do so. Sa Japan, we always go to Japan to attend yung mga Tokyo Motor Show and ano. Makikita mo sa Japan kasabay mo sa subway mga as in mga executives no, mga naka-suit. Alam mong mga
may sinabi.
Yeah, I know kasi kinikwento sa amin ng mga Japanese host namin doon eh. Mga talagang executives sa mga kumpanya but they don't mind taking the subway with everyone else. Why? Because
it's efficient,
it's safe,
it's comfortable, it's fast.
But dito, yun lang naman eh. Kaya dito what, ang daming mga reports ng ano, 'di ba, ng mga petty crimes no na nangyayari sa loob ng mga public transport ano natin, vehicles natin.
Thank you so much for sharing your life, your experience. Vernon Sarne, the editor-in-chief of Top Gear magazine, Philippines. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Overdrive by the Eraserheads. This is also one of my favorite tracks from the group. At bakit ito naman ang paborito mo?
Big fan ako ng Eraserheads eh. Soundtrack natin lahat yung natin yan nung 90s, ano? Yung grupo na yan. I really believe they're the greatest Filipino
band. Parang Beatles, no?
Ever. Actually, parang sina yung Beatles ng Philippines. But also, Overdrive, no? May kinalaman sa motoring. It's just really about, you know, the freedom to go anywhere. And connected dun sa sinasabi natin, sana dumating yung time na lahat ng Pilipino may kakaya ng pumunta anywhere they want to. Na hindi na ta traffic.
Thank you so much for your time, Vernon.
Salamat. Thank you for having me.
God bless you and good luck sa Top Gear.
Yeah.
Here it is, Overdrive by the Eraserheads. And this is Martin's Man Cave with the editor-in-chief of Top Gear Magazine Philippines, Vernon Sarne. I'll see you soon with our future guests. Don't go away. Thank you so much for joining us.
Drive ako hanggang bayo.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.